first and foremost, last weekend in the NFL playoffs, fantastic weekend. And we're excited about some of the games, some of the scores, what was going to happen, how things were going to go down. I think we've got a few surprises, obviously, with Cincinnati going up to Buffalo and getting the win the way that they did. Dallas, San Francisco, maybe a little bit different style game than we thought, but ended up being very competitive. Jags, Chiefs, more competitive than we thought. Philly, New York, kind of a throwaway as Philadelphia handles the Giants. But there was one thing, G-Mac, that took place throughout those games that we haven't had a chance to discuss yet this weekend that I haven't heard a ton of buzz about or a ton of people talking about, but I did want to get everybody's thoughts here on the show of just how this is going to play out and what we're going to do with it. And I don't know if you saw it. I don't know how familiar you are with it. But this made its debut during the NFL playoffs last weekend. And I need to know, 800-239-9569 gets you on the Bud Light Hotline. 834-9450, you can text into the show. You can also tweet into the show, at Mac and Cube. Is there an individual, one single individual, that is interested in this?
Game's about to start.
There's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
No, Trish.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives?
Let's go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is no place for four old women.
This should be Tom's last one. He's almost 40. That's like 80 in people years.
Yeah, we're 80 in people years.
I just really need this trip.
I can't believe we're actually here.
Taking this one. He's cute.
So you don't have any tickets?
How much for four?
10,000.
80 for Brady. Greg McElroy, are you in?
That one doesn't do a lot for me. That's Golden Girls meets Tom Brady. I'm out. You can have it.
I mean, you got a gift certificate to the movies day before yesterday. I feel like this is the perfect time for you to put that to use.
I'm gonna go see Encanto three or four more times before I go see
Not
that.
Not sure that's still available in theaters, but nonetheless, how do you release this in a movie theater?
How did somebody write this?
That's also a fair question. But I can understand if you are going to release this on Amazon Prime or Peacock. Hmm. But you're going to put this in the movie theater and you think it's going to do enough revenue for you to come out in.
How did Tom agree to this?
He got a check.
Well, obviously.
Tom doesn't have to do anything.
He's in the movie.
What does Tom have to do?
He's in.
He's in the movie.
He's in it.
He's actually in the movie? Oh, like him playing in the Super Bowl?
No. He has a role in the movie. Yes.
As well, does Gronk. LeBron does his whole thing.
Tom agreed to this because he got a check. That's it. That's the only.
Yeah, but Tom doesn't need a check. Like LeBron started his whole deal, and you know now everyone's like, well, I'm just going to go the route of what everyone's doing, and I'm going to make sure that I have my production company, and I'm going to make money. Everyone has a production company now. Have you noticed this?
Was that what you're saying is happening here with Brady on this one?
Well, I just think it's after Reese Witherspoon sold her production company, what is it, Hello Sunshine, for $900 million, I think everyone realizes, like, hey, this is one heck of a way to make money and create a business opportunity.
I get it on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't mad at anybody for it. I respect the heck out of it, but it's easy money. Like, if I'm Brady, I'm doing the exact same thing. And LeBron, and Peyton, and everybody. They're all doing it. Everybody.
Next
Start
Wednesday.
Your own production company.
Next Wednesday, this thing releases in theaters. And you'll be able to check it out and go see it.
Are you going to the midnight showing?
I can't stay up that late anymore, or else I probably would. No, I have no interest in this. There's no part of this that feels intriguing. There's no part of this that makes me feel like I need to see this.
I just don't
understand.
They must have high hopes if they just started promoting it a week ago and it comes out next week. So
no, it's a late rush.
It's a good two weeks.
They're preying on the postseason crowd. All I'm curious, like, seriously, sometimes when I'm a marketing major, so like I understand my background is in marketing, so I get it. But like sometimes I wonder, what is the target demographic here?
Well, I think you mentioned it earlier, Golden Girls.
It's literally
Landon Roberts because that's one of his favorite shows.
It's literally people that are 70 plus,
mm-hmm.
that want to go to the movies. Like I
be big at the Villages.
Is the Villages doesn't Villages skew a little bit younger than that?
I'm sure they have older as well.
They can go any direction. Villages is I get it. I always wonder. I'm like, all right, what's the target demographic here? And this one in particular feels like a very narrow demographic profile.
Brady fans, Jane Fonda fans, old. Patriot fans, maybe? Get those in?
I don't think Tom Brady fans are going to see this.
Are you saying this is the football version of Fever Pitch?
That may be good.
That was a good movie.
Okay, it was good if you like terrible movies.
It's a solid movie.
It's good if you're dumb and like terrible movies.
I'm a Yankees fan, and I can admit that's a solid movie.
You don't mean that. Don't you say it. Ever.
Do we have a Rotten Tomatoes for 80 for Brady? Is that a real thing?
You want to put the over under at 50?
I don't even know how they score, really, because I don't really. That's not how I decide whether I watch something. So I don't know. But
isn't that
big? I'm interested to see what it is for this.
Dude, I so appreciate people like being creative. And honestly, all sports movies to me are good sports movies. Like I'm all for and supportive of people pursuing things like this via sports. Like I think it's great. Like I want people to love sports and I want movies made about sports. Like I enjoy sports movies. This doesn't feel like a sports movie. And I don't really understand what the premise of it is in its entirety. So I'm going to resist the urge to see that one in theaters. And I'm going to resist the urge to see it when it comes out, probably directly to DVD. Because they probably will release that one based on the demo that they're trying to serve. It probably will go out on DVD. Maybe Laserdisc.
I think you'll probably get this one on VHS as well. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, Greg in Russellville says he wants to see it. Welcome into the Bud Light Hotline, Greg.
You guys are so funny. This is an end movie. I've been told by my girlfriend we are going.
Is this your choice or your girlfriend's choice?
Well, I kind of find it a little bit. They say it's off of a true story, isn't it?
Really?
That's what the trailer says.
True story. Yeah. So anyway, my girlfriend's in her 40s. And I'm in my early 50s. But
combined, you guys are 90 something.
I know.
So that's about right.
Our girlfriends are gonna go. We're gonna try to get a little afternoon, like a Saturday afternoon matinee together, I think. So, but maybe it'll be worth watching.
How long have y'all been dating? How long have y'all been dating?
3 years.
Forever.
Oh, dang it. All right. I was going to say, if this is like 2-3 weeks, like, all right, I get it. Like, you got to make her happy. I understand that. But I got nothing for you.
What do you think about my Tom Brady going to the Raiders? I was going to ask you that while I got you on.
I think that's the sequel. 81 for Brady. So? And they take a trip to Vegas for a bachelorette party. And it's to go see Tom play. They've already got it built into the script. That's why he's going to do it.
That's how he's going to make the announcement?
No, it's already there. I mean, a lot of people think NFL's rigged. There you go. Now you got not only is NFL rigged, but cinema's rigged as well. They're all tied together. 81 for Brady. Brady in Vegas. And then they got that one of these ladies is going to marry the guy from the first one that she's making out with, and then they're going to have her bachelorette party where she's going to get married in Vegas, and there it is. Sequel.
So Rotten Tomatoes, they do their reviews. It's either like you liked it or you didn't like it. There's 4 reviews so far. 3 out of the 4 are positive. So, I mean,
they're probably pretty. It's probably pretty entertaining. Like, if you're going to be really honest, like, I would never see it.
I am being honest, and it doesn't even look fun. It just looks dumb.
Well, it's definitely dumb, but, like, think about where we're at in society right now.
The production company that put it together is 5th season. They did Severance on Apple TV, which I think we all like. They did Ambulance movie, which I saw on a plane one time, and I thought was entertaining. I mean, they've done some good stuff. I don't think Brady's tied to it. So they are a 21st century global entertainment leader in the creation, production, and distribution of feature films and premium television series built to adapt to a rapidly changing industry while serving artists, creators, and producers first by empowering creative freedom and ownership. That's what I thought when I saw the trailer.
Yep. That's first the thing. First thing that went to my mind.
Here comes another Greg in Birmingham. He wants to go see it. Welcome into the show, Greg.
Hey, this is Greg. And the first thing that crossed my mind is like, Greg. Oh, I know it's nowhere near Mother's Day, but it's like, hey, this is a perfect opportunity for a football fan in the family to take his mom to the movie. That's my idea.
Okay. It's actually not terrible. I don't think my mom would be interested in it, but I can see where,
I can get the dynamics.
Oh, I get to see a little football in this, and maybe mom thinks it's cute. Great.
The biggest growth in the NFL as far as the demographic coming to it is women, isn't it? They've been really reaching out to women. Yeah, so
I thought it was Europe.
It's part of it. It's a multi-level marketing strategy.
I like where your brain's at, Greg. Yeah,
you are deep in the weeds.
Is the NFL in on this, though? I mean, I know they had to get the licensing for the teams, but is Roger Goodell behind this? Is he saying, yeah, this is how we want to push our product with ancient ladies chasing Tom Brady at the Super Bowl?
Easy. Maybe so. Golly, they're not ancient.
Older, wiser.
Yes.
Seasoned. That's what I like. That's my go-to word. Seasoned.
Still haven't got anybody. Well, I guess the first Greg did say he was going. But he said that was because his girlfriend wanted to go.
Yeah, that's how I heard.
Did he clarify her age or no? He said they've been together for 3 years.
He said she was in her 40s. He said she was in her 40s. Okay. But he did confirm.
So she's halfway there as far as this movie's concerned. 80 for Brady.
I get it.
I don't have a huge problem with it.
If somebody made me watch it, I probably would. But
no, I don't have a huge problem with it. Like, I'm not offended. I'm not offended by its existence.
I'm offended that they're going to put it in movie theaters and actually believe to the extent that it's going to generate enough revenue to make up for what it costs to make it. Just stream it right now. That way, there's going to be a lot more people with nothing to do that might accidentally trip up on it. You're watching, Golden Girls shows up on Netflix give me another one. MASH shows up on Amazon Prime, and like the next thing in line is 80 for Brady.
You just fall right into it.
Oh, we got 100,000 streams today. Well, 72,000 of them are watching Knots Landing. Right. And so now they went right into 80 for Brady. But, it is what it is. We got them in there, at least. We hooked them in. So I just think the fact you're going to put this in a movie theater tells me that, there are folks that are telling you that movie theaters are dying. If this thing,
wonder why?
If people are going to movie theaters for this, then there's your answer to why that's movie it. Theaters that's are dying.
Movie theaters have been dying. They release stuff. The streaming experience, movie theaters got too greedy.
Why are you not, tell you why what, is this not going straight to a streaming service? Like the arrogance behind the people who made this to think that you are movie theater worthy.
Right.
That's the part that frustrates me.
That's it.
Because the people that go to movie theaters are still 100 years old. Like, people still go. Like, the retirees go. Like, my mom goes to the movies probably multiple times a month by herself.
Just
goes.
What? Like, what is even 65 there years to go old?
I don't know.
Recently.
What do you, like, I don't know. Do you think I go to the movies? I've been to the movies one time since Vince was born. One time.
By yourself.
Vince turns 4 on Sunday. I've been one time, and that's because Meredith was in Huntsville. I was at home, so I went and saw Avatar. I take that back. I've been to the movies twice. I've seen 2 movies in theaters since my 4-year-old son was born. One was Top Gun Maverick, because I thought it would improve the experience to see it in a movie theater. The other was Avatar, same exact thing. Unless my experience can be improved in a movie theater, I'm watching it at home. 100% I'm watching it at home. So unless the special effects or the 3D or, whatever the heck it is, the IMAX nonsense, like unless it has something like that, I'm not watching it. But I will admit, I am man enough to admit that there is something really cool about seeing a great movie in theaters. But there's no great movies anymore. So what's the point?
It hasn't been in a while, but I do still think that action films is going to draw you there. Like I went to see the new Top Gun. I tried the new Jurassic Park because I was a fan of the series. Don't waste your time on that one. It was terrible.
You just don't believe Chris Pratt can be a Stone Cold killer.
No, he was good in the one before. I thought he was fine. Listen, I'm watching Jim from The Office run around and chase terrorists right now with my wife. So if I can buy that, I can buy anything.
You can watch anything.
I'm still having
Jim from The Office doing work, isn't he?
No. And by the way, season one, I'm about out because the people who just find their way not only into the country but into a hospital that also has the president in it is completely ridiculous. I'm out.
Hang on a second, dude. That can happen.
This is worse than Sons of Anarchy, a town of about 1,700 people. We got rocket launchers going on downtown, and it just keeps going on for years.
People just going about their days.
Let's let them go to war. Who cares? Half the town's blown up. We don't care. Let them have it. Motorcycle gangs running. What's a motorcycle gang got? They got a repair shop, a gas station, and a bar. What else are they contributing to your town?
Have you noticed this? That every single series devolves into some semblance of Sons of Anarchy. Like Yellowstone, great first, second, third season. At some point, it all devolves into
small an town episode getting blown up.
Yes, every single thing. Breaking Bad devolves.
Small town getting blown up.
Yes, they all are the exact same.
The only difference is Yellowstone uses dynamite to blow up a river. Nobody else does that.
No.
We got to go to that level in that one. I think we've got this figured out, G-Mac, and actually this will involve you a little bit more than I thought. This is right up your alley here. I'm going to go to the Twitter feed. At Mac and Cube, it's always brought to you by our friends at Royal Buick GMC. Pancake Man 112 tweets in at Mac and Cube. Get that garbage out of here. The Unhipster tweets in. TB12 needed that movie check after the FTX crash. Jason tweets in, Brady hurting from the FTX loss he took, trying to make up for it with the movie. Royal Payne tweets in, Brady lost $45 million in FTX and is getting divorced. He might do Sharknado 12 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, boy.
That is...
Now, I didn't think about this, but that is true. Fair points being made here, Greg.
This is true.
I mean, let's be real. You are the crypto expert of the show.
Yeah.
So, give us your thoughts on that's why Tom Brady's doing 80 for Brady is he got taken to the cleaners there and in his divorce.
Goodness. Well, Sam Bankman-Fried is a huge clown and fraud, and he basically went and got Brady and all these guys. First of all, like if you're investing all your money in FTX or whatnot, Brady was a part of the group that was pushing it. Brady's also very involved in NFTs. NFTs are dead, if you will. So Brady, look, he for as great of a player as he may be, leaving a little bit to be desired as it relates to his understanding of the crypto market and the importance of the crypto market internationally. So it's okay. Like FTX is an exchange. It's basically, like real cryptoers are on the chain. They're not in an exchange, a la Coinbase and FTX and Gemini, etc.
Right.
So, and I think you lost the majority of our audience there. Dave tweets in, What if 80 for Brady ladies blow up a small town? Now we're cooking.
About to say, hang on. If they blow up Boston, I'm in.
It's a sequel.
Yep.
That's the
sequel. I am in.
The sequel is they. One of them gets married, like I said. Number two, Brady goes to Vegas, plays for the Raiders. They have their bachelorette party there. And then 82 for Brady is when they move to a small town and it gets blown
up. Do you think they already signed him up for a trilogy right out of the gate?
I didn't realize the FTX hit was so bad for Brady, and I forgot about the divorce. So now I'm thinking, yes, he probably needs three checks.
You think he's hurting?
I think that this is gonna push him to the booth. Because he's making 10 times more in the booth than he is playing football. So he's going to probably go call games pretty quick. Also coming into the show, a couple other folks have an opinion here. B. Thompson tweets in, 30 years from now, Cole proudly does 80 for Albie.
WD.
And Blake Westbrook.
Why does that have to be that long from now?
Right. We can do that next year.
Cole's got that thing in motion already.
Auburn
already written.
Wheels are turning.
Auburn
pitch to the That's SEC right. Network. SEC storied. 80 for Aubie.
Tom Hart, the narrator.
Amazing tweet from Blake Westbrook. He tweets in, we did our six-year-old birthday party at a theater. It was cheaper than a trampoline park. That shows you how much they need business. That's intriguing.
Well, trampoline parks aren't exactly cheap.
Actually an intriguing idea. For a couple B-days coming up this summer.
I actually did a B-day there. I did one at a birthday party. I've had two birthday parties that I've been to at a movie theater. Both were terrific. Renting them out. We saw Casper the Friendly Ghost when I was like nine. And the other one,
it cost like 10 grand to rent a movie theater. Like, you were like doing what Shaq was doing back in the day.
Maybe. I don't know. Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's probably like a Tuesday afternoon. So, I mean, I was like eight or nine, whatever.
Deal there.
Yeah. And then the other one was Almost Famous with Chris Farley. Remember that one? Yep. Where he played like Lois and Clark. Lewis and Clark. I always say Lois and Clark. Lewis and Clark, if you will. You ever remember that?
That was Almost Famous?
No, not Almost Famous. What was it? Almost Famous.
I know the movie you're talking about, but Almost Famous was the reporter for Rolling Stone, right?
Yeah, no, that's not it. It's not Almost Famous. What is Chris Farley?
Alan in Birmingham wants to go see the Tom Brady movie. Welcome in, Alan.
Almost Heroes.
There you
Let's
go.
Ride.
Yeah. I always do the same thing with that movie. I always say it's Almost Famous. I don't know why I do that, but there must be something there.
It's better than Almost Famous.
It's a goofy movie for sure. But anyway, so I think y'all are missing it on this Tom Brady thing. I think, you know, as we get older, our mothers are getting older, and, you know, they were kind of fans of the Jane Fondas and the whatchamacallits that are in this movie. And, you know, they liked the little cute dudes, you know. And it was funny. I never heard of this movie, never knew it existed. This last weekend, we were playing some cards with the family. And
be fair, Alan, most people still don't know it exists.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was like, have you heard of this movie, 80 for Brady? Or she didn't say movie, this 80 for Brady. She wanted to go see it. Some of her friends wanted to go see it. And I thought it was like a Hard Knocks thing, 80 for Brady. I still didn't even know after the conversation that it was actually a movie.
You're like, hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
But, you know, I think they, you know, these older ladies, and I say older, you know, in their 60s to 70s, you know, they're gonna get together, they're gonna go have wine and lunch, and they're gonna go see the movie.
There it is.
But, yeah.
I can tell you this, someone's making money on it. I can promise you that. I don't know who, but someone is making money on this sucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all have a good one. Roll tight.
You too, brother.
You too. All right.
We stink. Why don't we come up with a dumb movie and make people go see it?
The movie theaters are not going to make money on this movie. The production company is not going to make money on this. Paramount's not making money on this.
Maybe not.
Brady's making money on this. Gronk is making money on this. Jane Fonda is making money on this. Sally Field's making money on this.
Yes, sir.
Rita Moreno and Lily Tomlin are making money on this.
You bet they are.
But the folks who need the money back? No.
Not going to get it, huh?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm actually going to say they get their money back on this one.
This one won't reach blockbuster level, and I don't know what that is anymore. Is that a billion? Is that 500 million? It used to be like 100 million was blockbuster. I don't know what you need to get to that.
You're joking, right? Like you honestly thought that might have a chance to get to blockbuster level?
What is blockbuster level today for a film? Is it 500 million? 250 million? I don't know. This thing's not going to do 200 million.
No.
You might not do 100.
Yeah, I would take, I would probably take the under on 500 million. But I bet you the budget's like 80 million, 50 million, maybe. I don't know. You can look it up. What's it called? 80 for Brady again?
We've only been talking about it for 24 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting the dang name. I mean, I also think that Almost Famous had Chris Farley in it, all right? So just bear with me. 80, is it the number 80? 80 for Brady. There you go.
Yes.
All right, 80 for Brady. The budget, here we go, standing by. Doesn't say yet, but it will. It will
on IMDb. We'll get it one day.
At some point, we will get the budget. They will release that, and we will see what type of return on investment that it gets.
All right, we'll keep you rolling with that. And, oh boy, the texts coming in are not good. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, I hurt people's feelings.
Talking about Tom Brady's feelings?
Yeah, this is the movie thing.
Oh, gosh.
We should probably move on, Greg, and tell people how we should do that.
Move along with our friends at Crocker Moving Services. They're a local company owned by an Iraq War veteran, Eric Crocker. Crocker believes in hiring movers you can trust, complete full background checks and drug tests, on every single employee. These are good guys, and you can trust them in your home. Whether you need your whole home packed up and moved, your company headquarters moved across the country, or you just want them to come rearrange your living room, these guys got you covered. They also do delivery for furniture that you purchase and need to get to your home. Call or visit them online today for a free quote. The website is CrockerMovingServices.com. It's CrockerMovingServices.com. Support your veterans by choosing Crocker Moving Services for your next move.
Jesse is in Fort Payne and is also dying to see 80 for Brady. Welcome in, Jesse.
Hey, guys. That movie that Greg's talking about, that is Almost Heroes. I don't know if
yes.
that's been... Okay. Do you remember
you dig it?
And when he gets to the top of the tree to get the eagle's egg out of the nest?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's probably the best scene. That's probably the best scene in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw that, I was probably about 19, I guess, and I bet I laughed for 2 hours straight. Definitely. But that's a great movie. I mean, it's pretty stupid, but it's hilarious.
It's so dumb. It's like the epitome of a Chris Farley. It's dumber than Tommy Boy. It's dumber than Black Sheep. It's dumber than pretty much any movie he was in. Dirty Work is up there as far as dumbness, but that would be certainly in the top two or three. As far as dumbness, but also quality at the same time.
Right. There's a couple. The guy from Friends, and then I think Eugene Levy was in that one as well. He was he was Sacagawea's dad, I think, or something like that. But anyways,
really,
I know I'm
right. Look at you.
All I had,
you're dialed in.
Yeah. Hey, y'all have a good morning, guys.
Thank you.
You too, buddy.
Jesse.
Who'd you make mad, Cole?
Well, apparently I'm going to go see it now. So
why?
Mom wants to go see it.
Oh, wow. Your mom texted you.
Wow. So. Okay.
See, that's the target demo. Like, right. I bet
It'll
you
be
anything, my
show.
Mom.
That's show research.
I will video my mom today. I will video my mom asking her, and it'll be undercover video. I'll ask her, Mom, have you seen the thing for 80 for Brady? And I guarantee you. Her answer is, that looks so cute, I can't wait to see it. I guarantee you that's exactly what my mom says, and I will send you an undercover video of that.
And I'll tell you this. There are portions of the trailer that I had Conrad cut out that are going to be very uncomfortable in the movie theater. I'm just going to say that. If you haven't seen the trailer for yourself, you can go find it. Don't know why you do it.
Why, is like Gronk shirtless or something? What's the deal?
No more audio than actual visual, but still not going to be comfortable. Either way, if that's where going. So, yeah.
Beth, so it looks like you're going to see 80 for Brady, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Beth,
show research. It'll be great. I won't
Beth
go see
Pierpoint
it before the Super Bowl, so I'll go see it after the Super Bowl when we don't have a whole lot to talk about other than Alabama basketball, which we do for at least 2 hours every day. And we'll get it in. We'll have a nice conversation about it, and I'll break
Just
it down
Just because
for
you don't want to see it, doesn't mean that it's not going to draw a significant audience. I guarantee this thing makes money. It's going right after the heart of my mother's demographic, and I guarantee you every single one of her and her friends will go see it. I guarantee it, because they love Brady, and they Jane Fonda's big. Like, it's a decent push. It really is. It's the Golden Girls crowd. Like, it's a no-doubter. This thing's going to make money.
Keep in mind, Lock too, when in. You're talking about that budget, GMAC, like they had to pay the NFL for actual footage, not just licensing of the teams to be used and the logos, but they had to pay for actual game footage as well. That's going to cost you a pretty penny. Carol in Jasper wants to chime in on the Bud Light Hotline. She's excited about the film. Welcome in, Carol.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Thanks for the call.
Great. I just wanted to let you know that I am 60, in my 60s, but still going strong. But I saw a segment on CBS Sunday morning program about the 80 for Brady, and there actually was a club of ladies in their 80s that got together and watched the ball games, and there were five ladies. And unfortunately, there's only two left, and they're much older now. But it is based on a group of ladies that got together to
but I don't,
play ball.
You're not, did you just spoil it for us? Does that mean that one of the ladies is going to die in the film?
No.
Like, I don't.
No.
This
is no.
Like, okay, I'm like, got very, this
is
like a very dark turn.
This
like,
is
there's
the
two more. There's two left now. I'm like, what? Like, did they die en route to see? I was like, this, it looks like such a rom-com. Like, I'm not, like, I
it
can't.
Is a, it is a rom-com. It's just yes. based on a true story.
It's got Guy Fieri in it. Who doesn't want to
see
it?
Okay, I can live with a rom-com, but I was like going to be depressed if she told me that, well, yeah, she was telling the story and there was five of them, but there's only two that survived the trip or something. I was like, I didn't know where that was going. That just really made me panic for a moment. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, you're right. No, you're fine. It's my own dark, you know, brain that went there. You didn't really say anything to suggest that they died during the film, but it did scare me a bit.
This is based on a true group of ladies that liked Brady, and they watched it, you know, they get together, and I think maybe they lived in retirement area, maybe, but they interviewed the two remaining ladies of that group, and they asked, though, had they met Tom Brady during all this, and they said no.
Well, so, I hope
think
that happens soon.
To put his big boy's britches on and go see those ladies.
I agree
with
you,
that's
Carol.
Yeah, that's inexcusable. Tommy.
Thank you for the call, Carol. Carol, are you going to go see it?
I think I will, just because I love Sally Field, first of all. And I think Rita Moreno may be in her 80s. And, you know,
hang on a second. Sally Field's in this thing?
I just said that like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I can't keep track of them. I don't know the other ones.
What's Sally Field's best role, Carol?
Mama.
Oh, man. I guess Norma, where she won the Oscar, probably. Was it Norma Jean? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Not Norma
no,
Jean. Norma
it was either Miss Doubtfire or Forrest Gump.
Oh, well, now, yeah. True. but
you want to talk about good movies.
She won the Oscar for portraying the lady in the, I guess, real-life movie, or based on a real-life.
She's legit. She's had a good run. Sally Fields had a heck of a run. Appreciate the phone call. We hope you enjoyed the show. And please call in after you go see the movie. I'm really anxious to hear. I bet you would. If they're starting to push it, it's probably not bad. It probably tested well in focus groups. They're like, yeah, we might as well go in on the marketing budget. Let's spend money on it during NFL playoffs, and we'll make a push. Unfortunately, Brady lost in the first round and looked like he was 80 in the process. I can tell you who is also making a push right now for your business. That would be Bill Smith Buick GMC. They are the very best when it comes to taking care of you. That's why they're GMC and Buick's Dealer of the Year back-to-back. These guys have been honestly unbelievable to deal with. They're good friends of mine. You're going to love getting to know Andy Cole and Jonathan Yeager, and you're going to very much appreciate the business that they do. I'm telling you, I've had a phenomenal experience. I'm a repeat customer, and I think you will be too. Just like 75% of their business is repeat customers. Right now, you can go get yourself a brand new 2023 GMC Sierra SLT. $70,000 is the list price. You can get it for under $63,000. $7,000 off plus 2.9 for 60 months. That is pretty impressive, especially knowing where interest rates are. So go see GMC and Buick's Dealer of the Year right up there in Coleman. It's a short drive. Or you can shop online at BillSmithBuickGMC.com.
All right, finally, Zach is on the Bud Light Hotline, wants to talk 80 for Brady and his excitement for that to hit theaters. Welcome into the show, Zach.
Hey, guys. Man, do you know how many awful rom-coms I've had to sit through in my lifetime? And you're telling me, my wife comes to me and says, hey, I want to go see a sports movie with you. You think I'm not going to jump at that opportunity? Like,
we use the term sports loosely.
I'm
going to
push back on you referencing this as a sports movie, but a movie with sports in it, I will allow that.
Is it a sports movie or a movie with sports? I think that's a fair question for a future show.
A movie that contains a sport. I'll allow that. But I see where you're going, Zach. At least you do get a little football with it. So that does offset some of the, I guess, the normal trash that you would have been subjected to.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. I'm still going to go carry Smokey and the Bandit. It's for me, that's not even close. All right, we'll get to a break. No more Brady, but we will spend maybe the next 80 minutes talking about the NFL next right here on McElroy and Kublik in the morning.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. We will push 80 for Brady to the side. Conrad came in during the break, said that he feels like it should be sort of an understood task for the entire show / station to go see it, just to comment on it, G-Mac.
You think that's a
field trip? I have to go. Trip? I have to go now. So
you're going.
I'll be there.
You like the field trip play that Conrad's trying to make?
I don't think he's saying he wants to go see it with us, but just that everyone go see it and then we can discuss it. He also said that he thinks it'll be
see it with us.
He said he thinks it will be better than We Believe, which I believe is going to be really bad. So therefore, it probably will.
Probably not that difficult to
exceed expectations.
Correct.
Kind of like Train. Train always exceeds your expectations. They don't want you to get caught in the cold. They want you to schedule your system checkup now from a Train comfort specialist. You know you can always count on a Train home comfort system. That's why Train is America's most reliable and trusted brand in HVAC. They're our official heating and cooling partner at Jocks. Visit train.com to find a comfort specialist near you. And remember, it's hard to stop a Train. Okay, before we get back to the NFL and Championship Sunday, teams that will be qualifying for the Super Bowl.
So
Miami has fired Josh Gattis.
Mm.
One of the hottest names.
Not the Dolphins. Not the Hurricanes.
Yes, correct. One of the hottest names in college coaching circles a couple of years ago.
Burrell's Award winner.
Yes. And now is going to be looking for work. How much to blame was he for some of the setbacks for the Hurricanes and them not meeting expectations this year?
Name a more difficult profession. Name one. I'm not talking about hand, like working with your hands. I'm talking about job security. Like you go from the penthouse to the outhouse immediately. And I'm not saying it isn't deserved. I'm not saying that like maybe they needed to look around. Maybe there was something more to it that we don't know a whole lot about. But my goodness, talk about how quickly things can change in this world where you have a team that's playing good ball. You have a team that's, a guy who is coaching good ball, high level ball, and now, in an instant, it's all she wrote. It's so hard. It's so hard, I think, to be able to put your best foot forward on an annual basis in this profession, that's for sure.
So Miami will now be in the market for a new offensive coordinator. Alabama's still in the market for an offensive coordinator. You still hear a lot of Jeff Lebby, and it's one that I think when you reference the complications with it, GMAC, you know, where he is now, who all he went back to Oklahoma with, I feel like that would be hard for him to walk away. He's getting a solid paycheck, not that Alabama couldn't up it a little bit.
Right.
And then, you know, not necessarily running his offense, I think may be of a tad bit of concern as well. I'm not ruling him out by any stretch of the imagination,
sure.
but there have to be some other options that are at least there and ready because there are a couple of reasons that you could see Jeff Lebby staying in Oklahoma.
And I think that I think it's likely that he stays at Oklahoma. He would be my top pick, though. I mean, I think he's a really good coach. It's obvious what the concerns would be. The obvious concerns are he runs tempo. Tempo is hard on defense. We haven't seen a team that's hyper tempo win a national championship. Simple as that. We've seen teams that use tempo. But we haven't seen a team that lives in tempo. Can it be done? Sure, of course. I'm sure it probably could be with the right collection of talent and the right, you know, makeup, if you will. But when you look at everything, I think Jeff Lebby's a phenomenal coach. You know that. I'm not telling anybody here that's listened to the show for a long time. But, man, the only reason why you would consider leaving, you think about a year from now. What just happened with Josh Gattis? Everybody and their brother, you know, is talking about how Josh Gattis is a hot name as far as a head coach is concerned. He's the guy. Tony Elliott, similar situation at Clemson. This guy's hot, man. Look how good he's doing. Look how well he's done. Well, Tony Elliott took the Virginia job because the offense was sputtering, and I mean, he needed to get out. I think he knew it because if he didn't have things going in the following year, he was going to be out as the coordinator at Clemson. Look at what's happened now with Josh Gattis. Guys, 2 years removed from having won the Broyles Award as the nation's best assistant at Michigan. 2 years removed, 1 year removed. He won it in 2021 and is fired upon completion of the 2022/3 recruiting calendar. He was the hot addition that they wanted to add on to Mario Cristobal's staff. So pretty wild when you think about all that, man. And I still can't believe that that went down. I feel like it's a bit premature, but that's where we're at.
Crazy to think about. On the other side of the ball, defensive coordinator, there are a lot of folks that are still saying, you know, this thing's a lock. It's Jeremy Pruitt. We had a tweet into the show earlier today. Nothing's a lock.
I'll just tell you that. Like, as someone that is somewhat familiar with the situation, nothing is a lock.
So Jamie Bailey tweeted into the show earlier, hearing and reading rumors that Pruitt has been cleared by the SEC. The first thing I'll say to that is that I don't think that there's 100% accuracy to that alleged process as to how that operates. And then two, I do think some different options are being explored. Because of the potential ramifications. So,
yes.
You know, think about other guys on that staff. We did a hit during the Vanderbilt game when we covered them last year. There were 7 defensive coordinators on that staff, or guys who had served as a defensive coordinator. Now, Pete Golding was one. Nick Saban was one. You know, Charles Kelly has left. He was one. But there are a couple others that are on that staff that have served as defensive coordinators that, you know, keep in mind, could potentially be helping that Alabama staff. We'll discuss a little bit further on the other side of this break next on McElroy and Kubelik in the morning.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning, 8:52 a.m. Friday, January 27th, right here on Jocks 94.5.
And Jocks continues to be incredible, absolutely incredible, as it relates to putting roof over your head. Yellowhammer Roofing is the team we go to when it comes to that. When you look at what they've provided in the past, it's unbelievable. They've taken care of me. They're licensed and insured. Everyone's locally owned and operated. Obviously, that's exactly what you want when you're dealing with one of the contractors when it comes to the first line of protection for your home. Also, back it up with a 5-year workmanship warranty. So go check them out online, 855-217-8887, online at yellowhammerroofing.com.
I just wanted to keep following up on that conversation around the Alabama coordinator searches, plural, but specifically the defensive side of things. G-Mac, I didn't have time to let you get in on exactly what you thought, but things may be shifting a little bit for Nick Saban's defensive coordinator search?
I think that it could be. So here's some of the concerns that I've been told. There is a little bit of a concern. Everyone says it's cleared. Like, I'm fairly familiar with the circumstances of what Jeremy Pruitt's going through. I don't think it's likely he gets a show cause, but I do think there's possibility of a suspension. I think that is a real thing. So I think Bama just doesn't want to be blindsided. Like, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, your DC's got to miss 2 games in September or October, whatever, whenever that ruling officially comes down. That's what I've been told. So that would be, you know, that's what's holding things up right now. But I've been told a show cause is not likely. That's what I was told. But of course, you know, take it with a slight grain of salt because I think everybody has their own interpretations of exactly what Jeremy Pruitt did, how culpable he is, and the fact that he was 1 year away from NIL and basically everyone can do whatever they want, whenever they want. So I think there is a little bit of a sympathetic approach as it relates to him right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think depending on where you get your information, if it's from the Tennessee side, they'll tell you that looking at a...
lifetime ban.
It's looking pretty bad. So yeah, right. It just depends on who you talk to on some of that.
I've heard total ends of the spectrum. I'm sure you probably have heard the same. Like, I've heard, like, he did nothing. It's not a big deal. And I've heard, like, oh my gosh, the guy should never coach again. Like, I've heard total opposite of the spectrum. But either way, I think it'll be resolved fairly quickly. And if there were no hurdles, I think he would already have been the guy.
I would agree with that. All right, so we'll keep you up on the Alabama coordinator searches as more information comes in and we learn more ourselves. If you need to learn about how to repair your garage door because the cracks are, and the bricks are shifting and they're kind of sagging there above your garage door, call Lintzel Lift today, 205-858-LIFT. Only patented system that provides lintel repair for sagging lintels and cracks above garage doors. After countless hours of research and testing, Lintzel Lift developed the most efficient and economical method of repairing sagging and problematic garage lintels. Strongest permanent repair solution you can get. So call today, 205-858-LIFT, or go to lintzellift.com, and you'll speak directly with the dealer. If you see sagging in the bricks, cracks shifting in the bricks above your garage door, Lintzel Lift is your answer. Lintzellift.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.